Yeah.
I may answer it, I may not.
Okay. What makes you, you're saying that the word, so you worship God and Jesus said it in Mark 7. So what is it that makes this a city on a hill is sin?
We call it sin on a hill, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And Paul's gospel, worldliness, faithfulness, worldliness.
So let's go over it.
Is that because...
So they preach a false gospel. So the gospel by the shed blood of Jesus calls you to repentance. And Jesus said, my sheep come out of the world and follow me. The church systems united to this and this thing itself and the radio station have not repented and come out of the world. They're very worldly. They follow sports, politics, entertainment, dress like the world, act like the world, live like the world. So the false gospel is that they haven't even come out of the world to follow Jesus. And that goes right with the next one. Worldliness, which means they're selling the things of God. They're doing it in pride and vanity. Did you know, like, if we dress our bodies up in pride and vanity, did you know that's an abomination to God? Proverbs 6:17, right? It's like the killing of innocent blood. Proverbs 6 says that. Fleshly music.
Yeah.
This type of music that you hear, this was never part of the New Testament body of Christ. What this was, and guess what? This wasn't even in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, they had harps.
Yes, I know.
And they had some trumpets maybe, but we don't follow the Old Testament today. What do we follow? We follow the New Testament. And in the New Testament, guess who the instrument is? Maybe you've never been taught this. No, actually, we're the instrument. Because of the Holy Spirit now, Ephesians 5 says we make a sound. The Greek actually tells us to like cluck our heartstrings, to make a joyful noise. That's not this. That's not this.
Well, I always thought, like, why are you so showy? Like, you don't need to be showy. Like,
stoic?
Showy. Like, showy. The whole thing should be behind a curtain.
Well,
like,
no really. One's supposed to be on stage showing off. Ready? Either. How about selling the things of God? Did Jesus get angry about that? They've turned him into
a
trinket.
Temple, though?
Who's the temple? The people of God.
Okay, and next I've got
the people of God. Feminism.
Yep.
Any women? Feminism. Your wife's calling you from talking about the truth of God. Don't be feminized.
I know.
Feminism is a woman doing things outside of God's order, like lady pastors, not covering their head, not submitting to men. This is full of that. And so if you look at our website for free, we don't charge. We have a testing up of this. We're going to have a whole bunch of more. We preached there last year. You can see the videos.
Yeah,
we're going to have
been here for 4 years.
Okay. We're going to have a whole bunch of more video and audio that show the wickedness of this place. Repent and follow the biblical Savior. Well, follow the biblical Savior, not this false Jesus.
I come from the Roman Catholic Church, and I've made that stuff.
Well, you're on the way. Keep going. Keep going. Follow Christ, the biblical Savior, not this worldly counterfeit. Well, that was somewhat good fruit. Sister Amin, have we talked to some, it's getting towards the end of the second day.
Yeah.
Have we talked to quite a few what you would call seekers? The first day, we had quite a few. We had several couples and 4 or 5 people by themselves that seemed to be seekers.
Oh, maybe even more than that.
Yeah, today. Yeah, today I would say we had less seekers, but we had some really good quality ones.
Yeah.
Two couples that stood and listened for a long time. Or no, one couple today.
Yep, you had the young man.
And then there was a young man.
I had a young woman, another woman maybe a little bit younger, maybe about my age.
Yep.
Nice, good conversations.
Yep. So that's why we go and we tell people all the time why we have to resist all the mockers and all the threats, and we have to resist all of that, is to go and stand to be a light and probably be a condemnation to them. God's going to condemn them. We don't. But to be just a condemnation when God says, hey, I called you to follow my word and you didn't listen to my messengers. And then we go to be a light to any sheep that are here. And we've had a lot of people tell us, you're right. There's a lot of sin here. They're selling the things of God. A man just walked in. I just have to tell this story. A man just walked in and he yelled something like, we're missing all the fun. And he's got a shirt on that says, run, devil, run, like as if he's of God and not of Satan. And as he walked in, I said, sir, you're already following Satan into this flesh fest. What did you use, Sister Amin?
Did a vulgar gesture.
He flipped us off with his famous middle finger. Mm-hmm. And people saw it, and some teenagers here laughed and mocked and laughed and thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Look at the wicked hearts of the people here, not opening the scriptures. The seekers came and opened the scriptures today. These worldly people, nope, They want
here for them.
Hyper grace. They want to sin all they want. They want to live any way they want. And they're claiming their false Jesus and salvation. But we stand in the way and tell them, oh, no, you're not going to get salvation as you live in sin. So I think it's been a really good, fruitful day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
God was glorified.
He was glorified, yeah.
We're thankful to be here and be able to preach his truth and be salt and be light.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.